I'm Shannon. Wait, I'm not
Shannon.
I'm already drunk.
Suce un sac de bite.
Catherine, my old Peter Rabbit, because I sent you the picture of it. I was like, I forgot to tell her that I have one from the 80s.
Oh, I probably forgot to tell her.
Check, check. Check, check. Looking okay.
How do you know if it's okay versus good?
I don't know.
Looking good.
All right. Looks like my headphones lying to me.
What lies are they telling you?
I don't know. I can't trust it.
Oh, yeah.
All the monitors say they're all hunky-dory, but who really knows?
Right, and then we do a test, and then we check the test, and it's fine, and then we go after that chest check. Listen, I really need a chest tech. I need him in my life, okay?
Can I sign up for that job?
Whatever the chest tech does, I need him.
I want to be a mammogram tech. I just want to be a legit chest tech.
Yes. Yeah, no, I was just imagining like a shirtless guy who fixes computers.
Oh, I was picturing myself touching boobies.
All right, tweet us, guys. What do you think a chest tech is?
That went off the rails real quick.
We barely even started. Here we are. Oh, shit. Hi, Shannon.
Hey, Maggie.
Normally, we've talked so much by the time we get to this point, and that just has not happened this evening.
No, we had a birthday dinner with Scott, and you took Catherine out for a date. She got all dressed up. She was super cute.
Okay, let's talk about that whole discussion, because everything about this is hilarious. So first of all, you were like, hey, tomorrow is Scott's birthday, and we're going to like go out, so do you want to just like come over later? And in my head, I was like, how has this never happened before? Right? Like, I don't...
On a Tuesday.
Right. How has Scott's birthday never been on a Tuesday? And I looked it up.
Like you do.
I scrolled back every year. So, okay, first of all, do you have any idea when we started Glee Night together?
I think 2008 or 2009.
2009.
Yeah.
All right. So I scrolled back and I was like, well, you know, I have always been doing finals. But like there was also times when... Like, in that early time, that finals wasn't that intense for me because I didn't have that many clients. And, like, dance recitals. So I'm having hypotheses. And I scroll back, and Scott's birthday skipped being on a Tuesday because of leap year. So it was on a Monday in 2015 and then on a Wednesday in 2016. So it skipped being on a Tuesday. So the last time Scott's birthday was on a Tuesday was in 2010. So...
Which would have been like our first year.
Our first year of Tuesday nights.
And who knows what we were doing in June that first year.
Okay, wait. I did even more digging. I looked up Glee episodes. And the season finale of Glee had been the previous week. So we just...
Oh, so we probably didn't... I don't even know if we got together.
Right, we probably didn't.
Yeah.
We probably just were like... There was just no question. There was no Glee.
Take a break. Like, right. You're busy with the finals. There's no Glee.
There was no finals. Yeah. I was barely working then. I had nothing going on. I had like nothing in my, you know, like I had the...
Well, looky there.
The Persians, but I'm sure that it was like, yep, Glee's over. See you later. So I did the deep dive to try to figure it out because I just don't ever remember this happening before. And it's because it hadn't.
That's so funny.
So then while we were texting, I asked you, are you taking Catherine with you? Or do you want me to like, I figured we could just stay here and order pizza. And that you guys could have adult night out, you know? Because, like, with you working from home and her being out of school and, like, the whole last year being fucking weird, I figured you two haven't had a ton of time for date night, right? And that, like...
That is correct.
That it would be fun for you to have a date night. And I told you to ask Scott. What did Scott say?
Oh, no. Yeah, I wanted to take her. Like, I mean, she's our buddy, so we take her everywhere.
But, like, I just... If Scott wanted to say... No, I want family dinner, or no, I want partner dinner.
Oh,
right.
Yeah. He said, let Catherine pick. That's right? What he said. Oh, no, ask Catherine.
It's not her choice. It's your choice. I am trying to offer you a kindness in case you want alone time with your wife. But also, like, if he'd said, no, I want her there, like, I want family dinner, like, I wouldn't have felt bad either way, you know? Like, I just was like, trying to offer something nice.
Yeah.
So he,
and I was still 50-50 on like taking Catherine. I was like, well, I'll ask her. And I'll ask her when she's in a good mood and see what she says. So she was not in a good mood when I asked her. And she like, for some reason, poo-pooed the idea of pizza. I was like, well, Aunt Maggie loves sushi. She'll take you for sushi. You want to go for sushi? Yeah.
So I get here and she's like locked in her bedroom getting ready. It was like having a 13-year-old. Like, we're all sitting out here. And she's just like locked in her room and she's changed her hair and put on a dress and put on high heels.
It was adorable.
It was so
cute.
So we
came home from camp and I was like, oh, go get a nice outfit on. You're going to go out to dinner with Aunt Maggie. And I actually like started thumbing through her summer dresses. She's never worn that dress before.
Aww.
So I was like, here, wear this. And she was like, oh, yes.
Cute.
And then she put on her high heels and did her hair and out the door you guys went.
Yeah, so we went out to sushi, and they were packed. It was wild. I was like, what the fuck is going on? It's a Tuesday. What is this?
They're always kind of busy.
Yeah.
Like, carryout sometimes is a 45-minute wait.
Yes.
So.
Well, so we got to, we sat, they didn't have a table for us, so we got to sit at the sushi bar, which Catherine was also very excited about. So we had a super fun aunt-niece date night tonight.
It's exciting, and sushi, sitting at the sushi bar is super fun.
It was very
lots
fun.
Lots of action.
Lots of action.
Sometimes you get freebies, too, sitting there.
Yeah, they'll give you, like, a little, like, here's a little nigiri that was whatever. Yeah. But we were on the side, and they were busy, and it didn't go quite like that, but it was still, Catherine was delighted. She was so excited to be there. So we had a really good time. What about you guys? What did you do?
We just went to Outback. I tried to, you know, I listed a bunch of different nice restaurants out, but Scott was like, no, we're going to Outback. I'm like, okay.
It's his birthday. He gets to do what he wants, right?
Exactly. So we actually had a new appetizer. They have some sort of cheesy steak dip, which was basically just like beef in a cheese dip. You know, like you have at a potluck, and our bread and our steaks and our salads, and Scott had like three giant beers and I had a glass of wine, and it was fun. It was good. Good time. Dinner.
That's good.
With adults.
That's, you guys deserve to have a date night adult dinner. Yeah. If that's what you wanted. Again, I wasn't trying to. I know you get it. I know they get it. I'm over-explaining something that's not necessary for me to over-explain. I was just trying to offer in case you guys wanted adult night. I just think it's so funny that Scott was like, oh, no, we'll ask Catherine. Like, it's not her it's not her choice. It's your choice.
She is our evil dictator.
You don't have to let her know what the options are.
That is correct.
You can just tell her what's happening.
Correct. Actually, that usually works better with children. Don't give them. Stop giving them options. Just tell them what to do.
Oh, I also didn't tell you what we did in the car.
What'd you do in the car?
I put on Disney music, and we had loud, wild sing-alongs both there and back.
Nice.
Like, super loud, like, screaming to Disney music together. We sang How Far I'll Go, and we sang Try Everything.
Wonderful.
It was a good time.
Love that. Love that journey for you girls.
I had a super fun time with her, so it was good.
Scott's birthday is this week. Oh, it's today.
It's today.
His party's this weekend. We're finally coming to the post-apocalyptic backyard rager. So if you're listening and you didn't get an invite, holler at me and you can have one.
Are you going to put this out before Saturday?
No. Probably not. Never mind.
This is why we suck at our jobs.
Will's already coming, so we're good there. And our other four listeners are out of state, so it's fine. It's fine. It's fine. But I got him super fancy fucking cookies from that bakery I love down in Alabama.
Okay.
Arkansas. And they have a Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And they always tend to highlight the cool jobs they're working on that week.
Yeah.
And Scott's cookies shipped Monday.
Right,
I know that because they called me very specifically asking what date is your party, and I was like, Saturday the 19th.
Right.
So you need to ship Monday or Tuesday, no later than Tuesday, because USPS is fucked up sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, okay, we will ship it Monday. Mm-hmm. So you should get it Friday. And so I've been waiting.
Yeah.
To see where's them highlight. Because I didn't pick the cookies. I just told them the theme and they got super geeked and was like, yeah, we're going to do something really cool for you. And I'm like, awesome. And I paid a lot of money and no fucking highlight reels from Three Best Bakery.
You know, I have experienced that exact same emotion when I get a tattoo and they don't put my tattoo on their Instagram. Like,
I would love to see a narwhal fighting a unicorn in space on an Instagram reel.
He did not put my tattoo on his Insta.
That's so upsetting.
I know. So,
I mean, all my tattoos are shitty. I don't expect them to be highlighted anywhere. Because they're all tiny tattoos. They're not worthy of being highlighted.
The other one on my, seahorse was on that artist's Insta. So, but like, I didn't even feel like that is my coolest or best tattoo. That's the only one that I've ever seen be on the artist's Instagram is my seahorse tattoo. I mean, that one is cool. I would say top five, but I only have like eight.
So hashtag first world problems.
First world problems. When my
no
shit.
One's showing us any love on Insta.
When my shit that I paid for did not end up on the artist's Insta, I'm offended by that.
And my baker is an artist.
That's what I'm saying.
I expected to see zombie apocalypse or whatever she's doing. I don't even know what she's doing. I was just like, here's the theme. Will you make me a bunch of fucking awesome cookies? And they were like, yeah. So excited.
Yeah, no.
Give us all your money.
When I said artist, I didn't mean tattoo artist. I meant, including cookie artist.
Yeah.
Like, when you order something that is art, and it is the kind of thing that they put, that like, you commission something, whatever it is, and the person normally puts their commissions on their Instagram, and yours was not included, that is offensive. It's fucking offensive. What are you looking for?
Did I forget to grab the scissors? Okay, good. Shoo.
We should definitely start this. Because they're gonna get worse.
Yeah, I'm gonna cut this how can out because like
how can they get
I
worse?
I wanted a smoother transition.
Okay, yeah. So we have a fun thing tonight. Fun. I put in.
We're
quotations.
Doing a fun activity for we're y'all doing tonight. Activity. Now that we're done with our cold open and our real open and
all, we're done with
all the openings.
I love how you act like we'd have a plan.
We try to. We know we have an ending plan. We always have an ending plan.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Cool internet thing of the day and a bye.
Yeah, we got it. Oops, is it over now?
That's the only thing that we have planned, how to close it out.
Yes, that's true. So you guys,
a few weeks ago, you talked about these shitty ass alcoholic
popsicles. The ice pops. Alcoholic
ice
pops.
Oh.
From Costco?
I have a bunch of those shitty ass popsicles in my freezer I've never eaten.
Yeah.
So Maggie said.
What did I say?
Let's taste test them.
I did say that. So that's what we're doing.
So we're going to taste test them.
These are different. They are different flavors from the ones that I tried before. So I'm going to try to guess. This is what we're going to try to do. We are going to discuss them. And we're going to try to taste them in order from least delicious to most delicious. We are going to try to predict.
Yeah. Okay. So I like this plan. So we have Cosmopolitan.
We have Cosmopolitan.
We have Apple Martini.
Apple Martini.
We have some sort of fruit punch. Let me see what the official name is. Oh, that's Cosmo.
This one then is Watermelon
Lemonade.
Okay, and then this one is...
Lemon drop.
I hate watermelon flavored stuff, so I'm going to go with that one's going to be the worst.
Okay.
Like fake watermelon flavor. Jolly Ranchers, don't like them.
I think the apple or the lemon will be best because it's kind of hard to mess those up.
Okay, here we go.
Them in order.
Yeah, this is the.
So I think we should do watermelon, Cosmo, lemon, apple.
Okay.
So we're gonna.
I mean, I don't agree with your order, but I'm okay with it.
All right. Did you like shake them up?
Yeah. No.
Okay.
I mean, I tried.
So we're just gonna split these. We're gonna put them in a little glassy glass. Maggie's like. What do we need glasses for? I'm like, I'm not sucking them out of the bag. We're going to split this shit. Mm-hmm. There's like half a shot in there. I don't know. Okay. So this is watermelon?
Watermelon. All right. Smells terrible.
Smells like a Jolly Rancher.
It smells real bad.
Okay, ready?
Oh. Oh.
That's not bad.
I don't like it.
That was super sweet.
It was gross. You think that's fine?
Yeah. Yeah. You forget I'm addicted to sugar, so I'll literally put any high fructose corn syrup in my face. Mm-hmm. All right, what's next?
You said Cosmos next.
Okay, let's do it.
Cosmos are my favorite. I want to try that one last.
Okay. Well, I don't want you to be disappointed if it tastes like shit.
What if it... Okay, but they're all going to taste like shit.
Yes. It's just all right, the degree of shit.
Here's my thing. Okay, I'm saying
let's do lemon next.
We're doing lemon next.
I do think the apple's going to taste the best. And you agree apple's going to taste the best?
I think... So you said lemon dropper apple's going to taste the best, yeah. And I thought Cosmo or apple's going to taste the best. Okay. So that's why I rearranged the...
So these things were so fucking hot a few summers ago. I don't even remember if it was last summer during lockdown or the summer before, but when the pallets would go up, there would be a notice blast in all the mom groups, and women would literally run to Costco, and the pallet would be gone by the end of business day.
They're low cal. God, the flavor of that watermelon is just still in my...
Well, guess what's sitting there? Pallets and pallets of them right now at Costco.
These
fucking things, because they fucking suck. All right, this is lemon drop.
Lemon drop.
Yeah, lemon drop all over the bitch.
I'm the worst.
Woo! Oh, gross.
Oh, my God. It smells like cat piss. Oh, my God. Does that smell like cat piss to you?
It smells like something.
Rocket fuel. I don't want to do this.
I hate you.
Okay, here I go. I couldn't even do it all in one.
It tastes better than it smells.
At least the sour makes up for... It smells like pee. There is a
urea... It's not like rocket fuel, for
there
sure.
is a urea smell in that flavor. At least I spilled that. I know that you're mad that I spilled that near the equipment, but just be happy that you didn't have to drink that part that I spilled.
I'm not mad that it spilled on the equipment. I'm mad because it's going to be like a sticky-ass mess.
I promise I will clean your bench when we are done.
So...
Oh!
That smell.
Like cat urine.
It did not taste like cat urine. All right. So
I don't know.
This is the Cosmo,
it had
which
an
you
ammonia
think
flavor.
Is going to be the best.
I think, I'm guessing.
Okay, so right now, is the lemon better or worse than the watermelon?
God, they were both so bad.
Okay. Ooh, that smells too. Though I think I've already killed my taste buds.
Okay. Here we go. Cosmopolitan.
What's it smell like?
And actually, I think that does not smell as bad as lemon at all. It smells like a fake Cosmo.
Yeah.
All right, real quick, I have to tell the side story. We went to the theater together on Friday, and I ordered a Cosmopolitan. And in real life, a Cosmopolitan is pink because it is vodka and then a splash of like orange liqueur. Lime juice and a splash
of cranberry juice.
And this Cosmopolitan was straight up red.
Vodka cranberry.
And it just tasted like cranberry juice. Like, there was barely any vodka in it. There was barely any lime. I don't even think there was triple sec in it. Like, I got lime on that one last drink and I was like, there it was. So, it was just... So, my point I was about to say is this smells more like a Cosmo than that did.
All right, I'll go.
All right, here we go. Okay, I liked that one. Yeah. Like, of a pieces of shit, it really was the least... That tasted more like a Cosmo than the Cosmo that I got at the theater.
Yes.
Even though it tasted like...
That definitely tastes like a proper fake Cosmo.
It tastes like a fake Cosmo.
Like a Bartles and James Cosmo.
That's exactly it.
Yeah.
And I'm okay with that.
A malt liqueur Cosmo.
There are times when that is an appropriate beverage.
Yes, when it's 80 and you're sitting in a blow-up pool in a backyard.
I mean, it wasn't like it was great, but it was heads above the other two.
All right, last one is Apple Teeny, JD's favorite drink on Scrubs. Deep cut throwbacks there.
It took me like a couple beats to figure out what you were talking about. But then
because you have a JP.
Yes. I did.
JP's not supposed to be drinking yet.
He's a sweet little boy. All right. Here we go. Apple Teeny. It
smells like Apple Teeny.
I was just about to say, it just smells like
Apple Jolly Rancher.
It smells like Apple Pucker.
Yep.
Okay.
It's hard to fuck up apple.
Okay, here we go.
Let's see what happens. All right, 1, 2, 3.
Oh, God, why? Oh, there's an aftertaste. Oh, there's something in the back of my throat that's horrible. You didn't notice it.
Nope.
You didn't experience that.
Nope.
It had a chemical flavor to me. that was not pleasing. I mean, they all had a chemical flavor. Mm-hmm. But the chemical flavor in that one was very... It hit me. It hit me in the back of the throat in a way that I did not enjoy.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
It definitely had the apple taste that I expected.
Yeah. No, your call about them not, like, fucking up apple flavor like that was... You were right. They did not fuck up that flavor profile. But I would argue that the chemicalness of the Appletini was worse than the chemicalness of the Cosmopolitan, and therefore the Cosmopolitan was better.
All right, so your final ranking is
Cosmo, Appletini, Jesus Christ, I have no idea. The other two were both so bad, I can't. All right, so the flavor of the watermelon lemonade was worse, but the chemicaliness of the lemon drop was worse to me.
All right, I'm going to go Cosmo, Appletini, lemon drop, watermelon lemonade.
You think watermelon was the worst?
Yeah.
So, we were close to having the right order.
Yeah.
Once I did that little switcheroo.
Yeah. All right.
Cool, now you guys know.
Tweet us. DM. Slide into our DMs. Let us know what you want us to taste test next.
Yeah.
We got all fucking summer. Let's do something fun with this bullshit.
Yeah. Tell us. Tell us what fun things... Sorry.
You can only eat so much cheese and drink so much peanut butter whiskey.
Correct.
So throw us some shit. Nothing too gross. Like, we have veto capabilities.
Yes, we do. We absolutely
have.
We're not
doing fucking cement mixers, so no. Shut the fuck up.
Nope.
Like, share something you thought was going to be great and wasn't, and we'll try and find it and we'll drink it.
Or something that you thought was going to be disgusting and was good. We're okay with... Or just something that was surprising.
I so want to try that watermelon mustard bullshit going around on TikTok right now.
Yeah.
And I wasn't going to do it. And then this foodie I follow did it because everyone kept tagging him. He's like, all right, I'm going to fucking do it. I fucking hate you all right now. You're all going to hell. And then he took a bite and he was like,
he was like, what? Kombucha girl. Like,
Right? He was like, what? He could not believe it. So
I think that's worth trying.
Yeah.
I think that's worth.
I kind of want to try it at Scott's party. I want to see how many drunk people I can get to eat it.
But I think it would be super fun to do it on the podcast, too.
I think we should
have
it
a fresh.
Also. Oh, we should just do it on the podcast?
No, it's okay. We can do it at Scott's party. I don't know.
We can record us doing it at Scott's party.
Oh, yeah. That would be fun. We can just tack it on.
Yeah.
Although you and I aren't meeting next week. Your kid's going to be so disappointed. Next week, Joseph and I are on our writing retreat.
Woo!
In Frankenmuth.
Yay.
So that was supposed to be over a weekend, but then we had to move it to being over a week. So it's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Oh, okay.
And it was supposed
I was like, maybe we can come visit you, but you're going to be there during the week.
Well, if you want to come up on Tuesday, you can.
Well, Catherine
I know,
has, like,
I was just
camp.
Being, I was
so
fucking with you. No,
come
I know.
Up for dinner
right.
Go home? Yeah,
that's a lot. I was kidding. But yes, it was supposed to be Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, but we just had to move it. So we did, and it's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Fun.
Very fun. Muy fun. I'm very excited.
I mean, we could Zoom if you really wanted to.
I feel like I have to read your kid the end of the book. Like, I sort of have made, like, there's two chapters left, and the last one's really short. I feel like I've made promises.
You can Zoom read.
I can Zoom read her at the end of the book. We might have to do that. So anyway, yes, mustard and watermelon is going to be one of the things that we're trying. And so wrapping back around, if you guys want to suggest something for us, something that is surprising, surprisingly good or surprisingly bad, or just like you didn't expect it, whatever, we would love to have some things to try.
I'm not doing peanut butter and pickles.
No.
I'll do peanut butter and banana.
You've tried that before, though.
I don't know if I have.
Really?
Yeah.
I eat that for breakfast sometimes.
Yeah, I don't know if I've ever purposely eaten a peanut butter and banana sandwich.
Well, I haven't done it on bread. I just eat a peanut butter with banana.
Yeah. Like anyway.
Peanut butter and a banana with a peanut butter and an apple. Like, same concept, different fruit. How about content? What have you been doing content-wise lately?
About to wrap up Cougar Town for real.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm in the middle of season 4, and I think that's the last season.
Yeah.
So, but that's about it. There's a few new movies coming out. We went and saw Peter Rabbit at the theater.
We did.
Last weekend. Oh, first... I need to talk about my girl weekend, too.
That was my first film at the theater.
Woo!
God, that was fucking annoying.
James Corden, I don't have an annoying voice, do I? Fuck off, Peter and James.
Both of you. Both of you, fuck off. Yeah, we went and saw Peter Rabbit, too. Yeah, you did Girlfriend Weekend with your kid. So both of those things. Those things are related.
School ended last Friday for them.
Mm-hmm.
And so I wanted to do a little girl weekend, a little getaway.
Yeah, I think it's important to remind people that your kid gets really upset at all of our girl weekend getaways, like yours and mine, that we do them.
Yes.
So we've started having to do things with her.
Yes. She gets upset when I spend too much time with Maggie and our exchange students. I don't get any girl weekends, Mommy. So I've been trying to do girl weekends with her. So we did a girl weekend over spring break. It was honestly just her and I anyway. Like, what else am I going to do over spring break? And then I wanted to do a one in summer, maybe another one before Nina comes.
Well, you and me and her are doing Granny's Cabin again.
Oh, yeah, we're doing Granny's Cabin. We're supposed to go to my aunt's cabin with Gate Jason. So I'm like, do I take Catherine or not? I'm not sure. Because I do love my 7-year-old. She's actually a really good kid. She's fun to hang out with.
We did so a girl weekend.
And I was going to go away somewhere, but then I was like, she's just fucking 7. She just loves a fucking good pool. I don't have to go anywhere, so I just went down the road.
Yeah.
Like 2 miles.
Yeah, you did a staycation, which is equally as exciting to her.
And equally as expensive. So, whatever. I didn't have to go anywhere. I got a king bed with one of those jacuzzi tub in suite rooms. And so we literally Netflix and chilled most of Saturday afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
In the jacuzzi tub with the wall of mirrors.
It was so funny because you asked me what it was for. And I was like, it's for watching yourself have fun in the tub.
Yep. I'm like, it's so pornographic.
It was very pornographic. The mirrors are for watching yourself have fun in the tub.
Yeah.
Catherine bought that.
Yeah.
She was on board for that.
They did also reflect the TV very well. So you could be sitting in different corners of the tub and not having to be facing the TV. So that was nice.
Yeah. They're TV mirrors.
Yeah.
It's definitely why they put them in.
So that was fun. The only thing that dampened our fun was at midnight on Saturday, just as Catherine and I were getting ready to go to bed. Because she wants to stay up late and party now because it's summer. We were literally falling asleep. And our neighbors next to us started partying. Like, loud partying. Oh, I haven't even told you this
yet. No, you have not told me the story.
Like, loud partying. Like, I thought they were in the hallway partying. That's how loud they were.
Holy shit.
And Catherine was like, Mommy, I can't sleep. She was honestly having a hard time ignoring them or just using it as white noise to fall asleep.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, okay, honey, I'll go talk to them. So I, in my PJs, went out, banged on their door. Everyone got real quiet, opened the door, and like this waft of a distillery like poured out on me. And I just looked
smelled
at them.
Like pure rubbing alcohol.
Yeah, I just looked at them and I rolled my eyes. I was like, could you guys keep it down, please? Like, we are your neighbors right here next door. You are too loud. Please keep it down.
Mm-hmm.
So that lasted a whole 45 seconds.
Fuck those assholes.
I just think they were so drunk they didn't realize how loud they were being.
Yeah. No, I've been that assholes before.
Yeah. And it's fine when we're at cons doing that because everyone's doing that.
Right.
And specifically at PenguinCon, they actually have party floors
and quiet floors,
and if you want you can pick, or if you don't care, like, it's expected.
Okay, is it just me or should all hotels do that?
That'd be great. So I wanted to call the front desk, but I didn't. They partied Maggie till 4 a.m.
Jesus Christ.
So I turned on my radio, my phone, and that could drown it out, and Catherine fell asleep finally, but I was up and tossed and turned all night long.
Oh, goddamn.
And I wasn't the only one to bang on the door. their door must have been banged on 3 or 4 more times. So I don't know if it was other neighbors or finally the hotel staff caught on. I don't know.
That's awful.
But it was awful.
I have, there was a time when we were at my friend's wedding and some drunk driver crashed into the transformer up the street. So the hotel had no power. And so we're all drunk as skunks, all like being at a wedding and continuing to drink in the hotel rooms and having hotel room parties. And they did not, like a bunch of fucking idiots, they did not clump all the hotel, all the
wedding
guests together. And so we just kept on moving from room to room and kept on getting yelled at by cops.
Yeah.
But it was just like, you know, 20 drunk 20 somethings.
Yeah.
You know, wanting to hang out after their friend's wedding.
Which I'm pretty sure this was like a wedding crowd. There was a room. What I saw was like mostly young people and a few old people.
Yeah.
And like one guy had like a real deep voice, real deep loud voice. And they even called him out. See, I told you you were being too loud.
Mm.
You know, type of bullshit. And so when we woke up, you know, the sun rises at 5:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
And if you don't have those fucking blackout
curtains
drawn, your ass is fucking waking up. And I told Catherine, I was like, Catherine, should we turn on the TV and crank it up to 80?
Mm-hmm.
See how they like that?
Right. Like,
I was just so annoyed.
That's terrible. But Friday night, we went to the movies and we saw Peter Rabbit 2. And I would have just like, it happened in a way where I couldn't say no, right? Where I invited myself to come hang out with you guys. And last week, well, you said, what are you doing this weekend? And I said, I can come out on Friday. Do you want me to come hang out with you? We're going to the movies. And I go, do you want me to come to the movies with you? And she just looked so fucking excited. If it had happened the other way around, if you'd been like, do you want to come see Peter Rabbit 2 with us? I would have been like, eh. Yeah. But I ended up having such a great time. Like, I had so much fun hanging out and listening to her cackle during the movie and enjoy herself.
That was so funny. It was so precious.
It was so precious. It filled me with joy. Like, what joy.
Yeah. It was good.
But I do need to bitch about health theater, right?
Oh, yes.
Security theater is something that you and I have bitched about a lot in terms of, like, airlines and flying, right? That, like, they try to be like, you're being extra safe and secure by us groping your genitals. Like, that's theater. It doesn't, there's no evidence that it fixes anything. And so, Shannon, how is COVID-19 passed between people?
Air droplets.
Air droplets. Mm-hmm.
They have proven, finally, that it's not surface transmission.
Okay, and so, right.
But they didn't know that a year ago.
Uh-huh, right. They didn't. But they do now. So we don't have to wear masks in the theater, but they took away the MSG powders, and at your hotel, the fitness room is open, but the pool is not. And at my friend's work, they can't give the nurses shift meals anymore because of COVID concerns, but the nurses are still fucking eating at work. Like, these stupid ass things where they're like, shrug, COVID. It's just fucking stupid at this point.
I can't believe your friend gets a free nurse shift food. U of M doesn't give free food out to people working shifts.
It was not a day shift thing, it was a night shift thing.
Still.
Yeah. She actually never got it because she's a day worker. But
she's a day walker.
She's a day walker.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. I'm Colin Robinsoning everybody right now. God, I was the worst.
Now, I know you're upset. I was, I wasn't super upset, but I was like surprised. Oh, the shakers aren't out, but the salt and butter on. But like still, it's like still like people are gross. So I see why they're keeping them away.
If you can have the butter machines out, why? What's the fucking difference? What's the fucking difference?
There's 20 of them and they don't want to clean every single one.
What's the fucking difference?
Maybe they don't want to buy them anymore. Maybe they're too expensive.
They're not too expensive, but you are right that they don't want to buy them anymore. All of these things that are being taken away absolutely have more to do with money than they have to do with health.
It's always money. Why did the CDC stop recommending masks?
Money.
Money. Never mind that there's a Delta variant out there that just ripped through and murdered half of India and is now working its way through the UK. It is here in the US.
Yep. They said that right now 6% of the positive cases are Delta variant in the US, and that it is going to become the primary strain within a couple months in the US.
Or weeks, whatever it said. It is 90% of the activity in the UK right now.
Yep.
It's hitting most effectively the ages 10 to 20.
Because
those aren't the people vaccinated.
Yep.
But even in the vaccinated population, 30% of them are still dying of. 30% of vaccinated people who have gotten COVID with the Delta variant have died.
Whoa.
So that's not like 30% of vaccinated people. It's there's a number of vaccinated people who have gotten it. 30% of that number have died from this variant.
From this variant.
So.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Come to my post-apocalyptic COVID super spreader event this weekend, everyone. Sunday, Sunday, Sunday.
Dude, there's super spreader events constantly all the time now.
Oh, I know. Well, it's graduation season.
It is graduation season. Welcome. I'm going to all those parties. It is whatever. Whatever. I truly have gotten to the point where, like, I'm vaccinated. I'm probably fine.
You are, but, I mean, you can still get it. You can still carry it.
You know I'm still wearing masks all the time, right?
I am.
But you also know that I, like, was so fucking strict last year.
Yes.
That, like, this year I'm just like, yeah, I'm vaccinated. I'm still, like, I'm going to shit. Whatever. I'm not worrying about... Because even when I was first vaccinated, I was still like, I don't know. I could be passing it. I don't know things. We don't know enough stuff yet. You know? Like, I was still... Like, back when I was vaccinated in April, we were having the huge outbreak here in Michigan, and I was still being wildly cautious. And I'm just being less cautious than I was before.
I'm all hot now from those fucking shots I took.
Not that there was shots of jet fuel.
That shots of jet fuel, yeah. What the fuck were we talking about?
I don't know. Me being dangerous. I have a frog in my throat.
We were talking about girl weekend.
Super spreader events.
Delta variant. I forget.
Health theater.
There we go.
It's just stupid, the things that are going on for health theater.
Yeah.
Like, it's not... There's no... I was about to say there's no rhyme or reason to it. There is. It's money. None of it is actually about health. Because the other thing that the movie theater says is that masks are required unless you are 2 weeks post-vaccination. I saw a ton of kids running around in there not wearing masks.
Yes. I don't think they're vaccinated. They're not. They're under 12.
It's not permitted yet. Jesus.
Even at Catherine. So Catherine's going to summer camp, and the summer camp says on there, has a COVID page. And they were like, campers 12 and up and staff who show proof of vaccination do not have to wear masks inside. Everyone else should be wearing masks inside. Never mind they're outside in groups, large groups of kids all day long. Just when you're inside.
Well, you are 30 times more likely to catch it inside than outside.
But they also state, we will not be enforcing mask wearing inside.
Oh my God. You should wear a mask inside, but we're not going to do anything to make sure that that is actually happening.
Right. We're not policing people. People should know by now if they're inside, they should have their mask on.
Yeah, but that's just not how it works.
Catherine goes to camp and I'm like, wear your fucking mask. Don't take it off unless you're fucking eating, kid. And I don't care if you're the only one wearing a mask. Wear it. She'll probably be one of the only kids in school next year wearing a mask.
Yeah.
I'm just going to try and remember that number.
I hate everything. Dude, I cannot stop clearing my throat. These stupid-ass shots
stop
just like...
Stop sucking dick.
These stupid-ass shots are just sitting in the back of my mouth, like, creating mucus.
Go get some water or something.
I've been drinking it. I keep drinking my water and trying to clear my throat, and it's just, like, full
Let me clear my throat. Help us a baby. I hope you don't mind. Let me clear my throat.
<That's not. coughs>
God damn.
This is not good. This is not good. So content, what other content?
So we saw Peter Rabbit. We saw lots of trailers for movies coming out this summer. Looking forward to Boss Baby. Go say it again. Looking forward to Black Widow. There's a new Disney Plus movie coming out this week, like Merman, Living on Land, Luca or something it's called.
Oh, yeah. Luca looked cute.
Yeah. Luca's coming this weekend. I have not seen Loki. Did you watch Loki yet? No. Fuck.
Okay.
So, but I see a lot of memes of Loki being gender fluid.
How
right now
angry would your husband be if we watched it after this without him?
I don't know. I don't know. I want to watch it with him. Like, we watch certain things together, and that, like, is one of the things we watch.
No, because you haven't watched the first episode yet. Because therefore,
we've been busy all weekend.
Therefore,
I want to wait for the weekend.
You could make the claim that you didn't know that you guys were going to watch that one together.
Stop.
That's a very low-key thing to say. It's so fucking good. I'm just disappointed that you haven't watched it yet. I get it that life has been busy and you had a weekend. And also, it came out on Wednesday. You could have watched it Thursday, Sunday night, Monday. There are many days you could have watched this already. You guys, it's so good. It's so good.
I heard it's good.
It's so fucking good.
I didn't expect it to be bad. So.
Yeah, but I watched, because I've been still watching The Bad Batch every Friday, and So I watched The Bad Batch on Friday, and there was like, it was good because Captain Rex was on this episode, and I love Captain Rex, and I actually felt like pretty engaged in the story. And then I watched Loki, and I was like, yeah, this is so much better than The Bad Batch. Like, this is so, so, so much better. Like, I'm so excited for whatever is coming next week, whereas with The Bad Batch, I'm like, meh.
You're like, meh. Yeah, like, Scott's moved on watching that without me. So, because I'm like, meh, yeah, it's a cool little cartoon. Not bad.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely think that if
when's
you watch...
When's Loki start?
If you watch... It started June 9th and you haven't fucking watched it yet. It's so goddamn good. I can't wait. Like, I can't... And also, Eugene Cordero was in it. And when he came on the screen, I was like, oh, dip, Pillboy!
Pillboy!
Oh, dip! So, I will always be like that. Oh, funny side story from tonight. Catherine goes, I like the chicken that's in this. And I was like, that's not chicken, sweetie. She was like, what is it? And I was like, I'm not going to tell you. You might think it's gross. You should just keep eating it. She goes, is it pork? No. Is it? And then she just guessed a bunch of rodents. Is it mouse?
Is it rat?
Is it chinchilla? Is it hamster?
What was she eating?
It was the miso soup. It was the tofu.
Oh, but she knows it's tofu.
People think that tofu is gross. People who don't think better or know better will be like, ew, tofu. I'm like, no, it's very good. Tofu, like, absorbs whatever flavors it's in.
She should have, I've told her it's tofu, so she should know. Whether or not she remembers, of course, is another thing.
Well, then she brought up Jianyu and goes, shut up and eat your sponge.
She's so smart.
Yeah.
I told you about that throwback to Schitt's Creek she caught, right?
Yeah, that was really smart.
The fan?
That was, like, very clever.
That was Bob's brother!
Yep.
Oh, Catherine, you're right.
Yep.
I've literally seen this 15 times.
Yeah, it was... That was very clever of her. So she put that together. And then I had to explain. I was like, yeah, well, the reason that he didn't want to eat that is because tofu plain is very boring. It doesn't have much flavor. But the reason it's so good in the miso soup is because it soaks up all the flavor. So we had a whole discussion about tofu. Shut up and eat your sponge. Which I just was very funny. Your kid is a great date.
Thanks. I think she's quite delightful, too. She's so delightful. I hate all other children now.
You hate Zelda? Zelda's great.
Zelda's great. She's, you know, others.
But you hate most other children.
Yeah.
When you see, like, little shit-ass boys be little shit-ass boys, you're like, Jesus Christ.
Hate boys.
Who let this happen? Who let these righty children behave this way?
Lefty Lucy. There we go.
You know, they never told you as a child how often you would say that as an adult, how often you would have to every remind day yourself of that.
Every like, day.
How often you would whisper to yourself.
Every day. Like, especially when I'm watering the garden and then doing shit like I am right now.
My bed comes apart all the time, so I have to get under it with the Allen wrench and tighten my bed down. Literally from just sleeping. It's just shit cheap bed. I bought a cheap ass fucking bed. And so I have to get under it with the Allen wrench. And when you are at the, I can't tell you how many times I've accidentally unscrewed my bed. Because when you are, upside down and backwards, you can't even get, righty-tighty, lefty-loosey doesn't even make sense when you're going this way. You know, trying to get under the bed and tighten down things. It doesn't even work. It's terrible. I need a bed that isn't a piece of shit.
All right. Any other content for you?
Yes. Okay. So I am stupid. Remember last week I told you that I canceled my Audible Premium because I had my 6-month thing. So I actually have Audible Premium Plus, which everybody has who has Premium. And there's also Audible Plus, which is only $8 a month, although I wouldn't necessarily pay for that. But along with your one book per month, which is what I used to always have, now there's also they have a huge library of streaming that's included. Right. So there's the huge streaming library that is included with your Audible subscription. And I was like, fuck, I've had this for 6 months and I haven't utilized it at all. So I've just got to smash in as many audiobooks as I possibly can right now. So that's what I've been doing.
That's funny.
So I listened. Thank you. So I listened to.
In addition to the one I pay for, I actually have access to all this other free shit. Fuck.
Yes, exactly. Although, obviously, the free ones are not, of super high quality.
Well, it's like Pirates of Penzance or something.
Right.
Three Musketeers.
Yeah.
All the free shit anyway.
Correct.
The books that are free.
Correct. Okay,
public domain.
Yes, there's a lot of older books, Jane Austen and shit. But there's also, newer things and whatever. So one I listened to was The 100-Year-Old Man Who Climbed Out the Window and Disappeared. Which I know both my parents read because I recognized the book cover from being out. So, I remember it. That book was so silly and delightful. I laughed out loud a few times. Although, it's also, a lot of people hated it in the reviews. It is very much like Forrest Gump, where this guy had a hand in just, a ton of things. He fought in the Spanish Civil War. He became friends with Francisco Franco. He ended up going to the United States. He became friends with Harry S. Truman, right? And also throughout the whole thing, he hates politics. He doesn't want to discuss politics. He just wants to do what he's doing and move on. So some people found that very an obnoxious premise. But if you go in realizing that's the premise and just be charmed by how ridiculous and silly it is, then it's ridiculous and silly and very funny, you know? He is working for the, people, the anti-communists in China, and they kidnap Mao Zedong's wife, and he thinks that that's wrong, so he frees her, and then later, many, many years later, meets Mao Zedong, and he's like, "You're Alan? My wife speaks so fondly of you." right, it's so stupid, but so charming, right? And he's 100. He hates being in the old people's home. The reason he has to be in the old people's home is because he accidentally blew up his house. He was trying to blow up a fox because the fox ate his cat.
Of course.
Right. And he ended up accidentally blowing up his whole house. Yes. So then he has to move into the old people's home. And then he climbs out the window and then also goes on a wild adventure where he gets involved with drug dealers accidentally.
It's the mob.
Drug dealers. Well, actually it is. It's kind of it's a drug dealing mob. And they're, they nickname one of the guys in the mob, Caracas. And and later in the book, he's going back to his home, but I don't know where it is. Caracas, you dumbass. It's just very, very silly.
This is Tallahassee. I'm Vegas.
Yeah. Right. Right. He's from, his name, you called him Caracas because he's from Caracas. Anyway. It was cute and I enjoyed it. You just have to know going into it that it is that kind of book. Otherwise, if you're somebody who's a curmudgeon who likes things to be realistic, You won't like it, right? And then the next book that I listened to was called The Essay, which I listened to because I needed somebody with the last name that began with Y, because I'm listening to and reading, like in total, some listen to, some read, every author of the alphabet. And this guy's name was Robin Yoakum. And I was like, great, his name begins with a Y. And it was called The Essay. And The Essay was about a kid who was like doing really poorly in school, and to try to prove to his teacher that he wasn't a fuck up, like actually tried really hard on this essay for an essay contest, and he ended up winning the essay contest. But since he was poor white trash, everybody thought he cheated. Mm. But then the teacher like believes in him and like supports him and teaches him how about good hygiene, you know, and his parents are so poor that they say that like deodorant is a waste of money, and that like toothbrushes are just the man trying to keep you down, right? Like his family's so poor that they've like talked themselves out of needing hygiene products. And
that's,
you know,
funny.
Like his teacher teaches him about hygiene and also teaches him about like, you know, how to dress himself. And it's just like, it's very sweet. It's a very, very sweet story. I cried in it multiple times. Like his dad disappears and his brother gets arrested, and he also plays football. So he like gets good at the like at football, and people stop hating him as much. So it's senior night. It's the last night of his like senior year, and his parents are supposed to walk him out on the stage. And he tells the like lady, he's like, "Don't announce me. I'm not doing senior night," because neither of his parents are there. And the teacher who believes in him
Walks him out.
Yeah. I mean, it's.
I didn't predict that.
No, there was tons of things where I absolutely knew what was coming, but it was still just like a very like sweet and heartwarming kind of story, right?
Sounds like it needs to be a movie. It's so predictable and sweet.
It is exactly that kind of, yes, it does need to be. It is a predictable, sweet movie of that type. It is exactly that. And then right now I'm reading a book, or I'm listening to a book on tape called Dreadnought. Which, so the story of Dreadnought is he is a superhero and he passes along the mantle to other people, right? And so Dreadnought is dying and he realizes he's dying and he passes it to this young man next to him named Danny. And what happens when Dreadnought passes on his mantle is that, you know, whoever they are become their ideal version of themselves. Right? Like when you take the mantle of Dreadnought, you become your perfect idealized version of yourself. And so this young man gets the female body he has always loved. And he still goes by Danny. She goes by Danny still, but she's Danielle now. And so she has to deal with transitioning to a girl and also transitioning to a superhero.
Nice.
So I'm in love with the premise, but it's very clear that it's this author's first book, and there's a lot where I'm like, yeesh, about it. But, like, the premise is so enjoyable. So cute. Yes, it is. That one's very cute. I'm in it. I'm in that book. Like, I'm ready to
Gobble it up.
And I'm still working my way through Voyager, which I also love. I finally got to 7 of 9 being a character. So they had Kes for the first 3 seasons, who was their hot blonde. And then they decided Kes was too boring because they made her too boring. And they replaced her with 7 of 9, like the most popular character in almost any Star Trek ever. So I'm to the 7 of 9 years by now. And I'm enjoying it a lot.
Cool.
Gilligan's Island in space.
Voyager.
Mm-hmm.
It is time for internet thing of the week.
Wow, that went fast.
Sure did.
That was nice, huh? It was a fast hour. You know why it was a fast hour? It's because we haven't talked to each other all night. All right, here's one cartoon. Horned lizards can squirt blood from their eyes up to 5 feet. And this horned lizard is squirting blood out of his eyes, and it says, "Hope this helps." And there's a penguin with a nurse outfit, and it says, "Please, sir. Please stop coming here." And the horned lizard says, "Are you getting it all?" And then behind the penguin nurse, it says, "Donate today, save lives." So it's a blood drive.
Gross.
I laughed so hard at that. Funny. It was so stupid. So that was delightful. And then the other one. So I put on a dress. People say, "Ooh, who are you looking good for?" And I'm like, "I was too lazy to match 2 pieces of clothing, so here I am."
Nailed it.
I think that all the women can
I was like, I was too lazy to put on pants or underwear today, so wearing a dress.
Yep. All right. Oh, and this one references Arrested Development, which I know was not your show, but it is mine. So, all right. So this title of this news thing says, Joe Biden gives Boris a hand in sausage war as he tries to beat off EU. It's a real title. And then underneath, from Arrested Development, he says, so many poorly chosen words in that sentence.
Right? Can't fucking Boris kissing Biden's ass. I'm like, you are the Donald Trump of the UK. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, well.
Shut up. You're just as bad as Trump, so stop kissing our ass.
Literally is. Literally is.
It's such a fresh breath of air to have Biden at the summit.
I also want to give, I don't know that she listens necessarily, but I do want to give a shout out to Julie, who turned 40 and then the next day her dad died. So that's awful.
That happened.
So Julie, we love you and we're thinking of you and we're sending you good thoughts and vibes. Oh shit. I had also a Patrick story. I'm going to tell it real quick. So Patrick told me he was going, coming up to Chicago to visit his brother. And I was like, great, I'll be there. And
because Chicago's like 4.5 hours away.
It is less than 4 hours from my house.
Mm-hmm.
3 hours and 45 minutes. So Patrick is so diplomatic and sweet.
Oh, wait. Was it like something like, oh, well, you know what? Let me check with my brother. Because I'm not sure what plans we have yet.
Yeah.
So I want to check with him first and I'll let you know.
Yeah, that was pretty much it. Like, basically that. Yeah, basically that. I just wasn't sure if he knew how close I was. Like, I
told you, we need a game show where I, like, just win. You just give me life scenarios.
That's
and
what
I,
it is.
It's called, like, finish the conversation.
Yeah.
And I nail it every time.
Yeah.
And I become Kurt what's his face and I win all the money.
Yeah, that's what you should do. Yeah. I mean, before the game show was toxic relationships, but I think you're right. We can really just spread the horizon to like finish the conversation.
That could be a topic.
Yeah, toxic, that can be
like, maybe it's like a Jeopardy. Instead of like answering in the form of a question, it's complete this conversation.
Yeah, no. You pretty much nailed it. And then I was like, I was fully
microaggressions for 500, please.
I followed it, but I was like, I was fully joking. But then after that, I sent him a map, a Google map of how far it is from my house to
Chicago.
Look
at how close I am. Really look.
So I'm sure that he like is not, does he know if I'm joking or not? I was not going to infringe upon his brother time. I know that he doesn't get to see his brother very much.
But you're so close.
But I'm so, right. But I'm so close. Okay, there it is. But
I'm so close.
I'm not going to show up. I'm not. I didn't really mean it. But also, I'm like, I'm so close. You know, if he were coming to Detroit, I would be like, no, you must see me. That is rude. Like, that's too close. But like, Chicago, 3 hours and 45 minutes away.
Yeah.
Feels like, come on, but it's so close. But also, I'm not going
to. It's like when we go to Florida, like all my high school friends and my family still live in Florida. I have an aunt and cousins who live an hour and a half away from Orlando on the west side in Punta Gorda.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have family and friends down in West Palm Beach. And I have friends in Ocala. And I never tell them I'm coming to Florida. One, because we always have plans. And two, like, I mean, those are all about, you know, anywhere between an hour and 3.5 hours away.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So close.
So close.
All right. Don't find us on all the places, you guys. At That More Thing, interact with us on Facebook. We love hearing from you. Rate us on iTunes. They have no fucking idea what they're talking about. 5 stars.
God damn it. I'm blanking again. Second week in a row, I'm blanking.
I hate listening to them breathe. 5 stars. You're usually good. You usually have really good ones.
I know. I'm tired.
That's okay.
I can't believe they fucking did a taste test this week and smacking their lips. 5 stars.
Yeah. Good. That one was delightful. That was it. There it was. And then you can also interact with me on Twitter. I'm Maggie at Brain of Maggie.
And I'm Shannon at Shannon's Party.
And this has been Jesus Christ, I Have No Idea.
285.
Sure, that sounds right. Of That More Thing with Shannon and Maggie.
Bye.